I'm with Waqar Yunus. And Waqar, you've been inducted into the ICC Hall of Fame. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, it's a great honor. And as we all know, that it's a biggest honor in cricket. So I'm very pleased to be part of it. And I would like to thank a lot of people on that, especially ICC, the panel who have who thought that I'm good enough to be in that elite force, should I say. It's wonderful. I mean, I'm feeling pretty good, and I want to thank my family, my wife, my kids. They really suffered a lot in that period when I was playing. So, I mean, it's all for them, babe.
Total of 373 test wickets, 416 one day international wickets, a total of 956 first class wickets. Was it all worth it?
Oh, more than worth, I would say, because you know, I still remember the very first day, the very first ball I bowled at the international level. You know, and I don't remember all the wickets like Glenn McGrath, but I definitely remember most of them, and enjoy every single wicket. All the hard work, all the pains and aches, definitely worth it.
That first test, I think you made your debut with someone else who went on to make quite an impression in international cricket as well.
Yeah, I think he's made a big impression. Shouldn't call it an impression. That was a huge impression he's made, Sachin Tendulkar. I mean, I was honored to be playing the same test match when he played his first one. My debut was in the same test match, and I happened to take get his wicket on the same test match. So, yeah, I mean, it seems a long time ago, but in my memory, it's very fresh.
Pakistan captain, Pakistan coach, leading fast bowler for over a decade. You've done virtually everything, haven't you?
I guess I love this game, and I think to be really good and be on top of this game, you have to really be possessive about it and be you know, you have to love this game. And I think I've loved it to the max, and that's why I guess I've tried every role, a coach or a bowling coach or a captain or everything. I mean, I'm still around the game, which is key. And I think you know, the game is so beautiful that whoever plays would love to be around it for the rest of their lives.
Would you change anything?
No, I don't think so. I mean, apart from a few injuries I had, or maybe sometime when I wake up in the mornings, it just, my back feels a little stiff, but I think it's worth it. I wouldn't change anything.
And of course, you received the award from David Richardson, the ICC chief executive in the United Arab Emirates, and the country itself has got a special place in your heart too, I think.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I have lived here a few years, and then I watched some great players playing here in Sharjah, and then happened to play with them, like Imran Khan. I was lucky to play with him, and it's very special, this UAE, and then played here, debuted my one day career. I got 100 wickets here in Sharjah in one stadium, so that also really stays in my heart very close. And of course, now getting a Hall of Fame here in Dubai, it's very, very special.
You once said to me that if you had to come back and do it all again, you'd still come back as a fast bowler. What was it about being a fast bowler that was so special?
It's the thrill, I guess. I mean, I get a lot of thrill out of it, and you know, the satisfaction of getting someone out or cleaning someone's stumps out or hitting someone's pad or hitting somebody's head. You're always in control. You're always in command. I think that's why I love this game. Although they're you know, it's a hard job. It's not an easy job, but yeah, I think once you get wickets, once you get appreciated for what you do, it's all worth.
And a select group you've joined: Imran Khan, Wasim Akram, Javed Miandad, Hanif Mohammed. You're the fifth Pakistani to be on that list. That's pretty impressive.
It is. What I said earlier, that I saw Imran Khan playing while I was sitting in the stands as a youngster, 12-year-old or 13-year-old, I watched him bat and then went on and played with him. And then now I'm in the same category, or should I say same status. You know, it gives me a goosebump. Even now I'm talking, I'm getting a goosebump that, you know, somebody like him or Hanif Mohammed or Javed Miandad. I mean, there's some greats for Pakistan who have really served country, and I'm proud to be part of that panel.